No. My first question is, did you attend college? If so, where did you attend college and how did you make that choice?
How did I make the choice of what college I went to?
Yeah, like your, like, just your college, like, story, your career. Or, yeah.
Okay. I went to the University of Oregon for my undergraduate degree, and I actually went to the same university in my hometown, mainly because my mom wasn't doing so well, so I decided to stick close to home. Otherwise, I had been accepted into a program that would have sent me abroad as a freshman. However, financial aid was not going to be covering all of it. So those two factors together, I decided to stay. After that, I graduated. Then I worked for about seven years before I decided to go into grad school. And then I started a program at Portland State University. But I actually found that the program in public practice, our master's in fine arts at Otis in Los Angeles, was actually a better fit, so I transferred.
How did attending college change your perspective about your dream career?
How did it change? Well, I would say that I learned that despite what you want to study in college or what your career, what you're studying to be in college, mm-hmm. can definitely change very distinctly from what you actually do once you graduate. Mm-hmm. What was more important was actually about the skills that I learned, how to do research, how to talk to people, how to talk in public. Those were like the real hard skills that were very important no matter what career I decided to go into after that. But for me, always staying in tune with art, design, but also maybe social justice, I would say. Mm-hmm. And education for me was part of that, was very important. So I always tried to find work that related to one of those subject areas.
Okay, third question. When you were a junior in high school, what were your career aspirations? Or throughout high school? Because that's very specific.
It was very specific. What was I doing my junior year? My goodness. Okay. I never thought what I wanted to do was actually avoid education, mm-hmm. Because that's actually what my mom did. Mm-hmm. She was actually an academic advisor and counselor, and became the director of a multicultural center, mm-hmm. at the local community college there. And in high school, I did not want to do what she was doing. Ironically, despite and through my art, is I ended up doing very similar things that mm-hmm. she was doing. I think in high school, I really had this grand idea that I was going to work in some graphic design firm and then mm-hmm. become wealthy and be fine or something like that. But I actually started working in high school at our radio station there. And it was really simply because, one, I needed something to put on my resume, and two, which was actually a big factor too, because I had asked my mom if I could get a cell phone, and she said, that's absolutely fine, you just have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So those were the two factors that made me actually begin to work in high school. And I think I was a sophomore when I began working at the mm-hmm. radio station.
What is a highlight from your career, whether it be high school, college, or what you do now?
Highlight. It's hard. No, it's not hard. I think actually being an academic advisor mm-hmm. and school counselor at a community college that I was working with first-generation students, so students whose parents and family hadn't gone to college before, was very... It was fun and fulfilling because I got to encourage students, despite sometimes challenges with their family that they may have had, that by going to college and taking these classes, and sometimes it was tedious, sometimes it was hard, that they could move beyond that, mm-hmm. and then they could really aspire to whatever careers that they were thinking about. Even if it was staying in their own community, but maybe being a teacher, mm-hmm. or maybe going into the medical field or something like that, that through college, and their education, they could find a different path than potentially what their parents were doing. Mm-hmm.
What do you consider to be your greatest achievement in your career?
Greatest achievement? Can I back up to the other question though, too? Because the other thing, the highlight of my career too, was going back to graduate school and actually being able to work with, talk with, interview, but also challenge some artists that I had found very, I wanted to meet and people who I looked up to. So I think that was also a great experience in graduate school, is actually meeting the people that I admired. Sometimes you also learn that people are just people, they're humans, and they have their own errors as well. And I think that was the most important lesson to learn. And we can also be each other's best friends, as long as we're also open and transparent. Okay, so what was the other question? Sorry.
Your greatest achievement in your career.
Achievement of my career. Maybe being able to balance off both a career where I'm able to manage education programs, support learning through the arts, also being around the museum and different artists, while at the same time having my own artistic practice as well. And in fact, in Denver, or next month, I'm going to Denver to talk about my practice and how that has helped help the city of Santa Monica look at different ways of actually talking to their citizens. Whereas before, a lot of cities waited for people to come talk to them. So they would wait for like city hall meetings, and that's where they would gather people's opinions and that kind of stuff. Whereas the city of Santa Monica was really thinking about they needed to do something different, because they were seeing the same people come to these meetings and the same voices being heard, and not actually the majority of residents of Santa Monica. So that's why they wanted to partner with an artist to see how they could think of a different way of communicating with people.
In Denver, when you speak there, is it like a convention kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a national conference. It's called the Americans for the Arts Conference.
Next is, what advice do you have to your teenage self about college and career?
I think I already knew as a teen that trying new things was always important. Maybe just encourage that a little bit more, but also not to be so shy. I'm a natural introvert, and so I had to learn in college to be able to speak freely and more comfortable with people I didn't know, and do presentations. Ironically, in my first professional job after undergraduate, which I was doing research, community-based research, so I had to talk to people, I became very comfortable speaking in front of people that I didn't know. So that was easy. And that's why I was able to then move on to academic advising and that kind of stuff, and admission counseling, because I was speaking in public to strangers and I could really explain what we had to offer. But when it came to speak in front of like friends and family, that was different.
Why?
That was different. Because they know me. And because I definitely act different in front of friends and family versus when I'm out talking professionally as well.
Okay, so last question is, what do you like to do outside of work?
What do I like to do outside of work? I think it depends on how much brain power I have used over the last week. Sometimes it's nice, honestly, to sit in silence and maybe read a book. But also, I get really antsy, too, and I still want to be creative. So sometimes that means cooking elaborate dinners, even if it is just for myself, or I will sketch. And just also constantly thinking of what possibly my next artistic project may be, and sometimes how that might relate to work here at the museum.
Okay. That was the last question.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.